You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest talking about an internationally known handbell choir that will be performing in our neck of the woods in Manistique June 22nd at the Zion Lutheran Church. I have Jim Russey on the phone. Hello and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kurt.
So we're talking a bit about Strike Point, which is a handbell choir that hails from the Midwest. They're from Duluth, Minnesota. They're a church-based handbell ensemble, and we were talking just a little bit before this interview about how they are directorless, but there is an artistic director. Could you speak a little bit about the choir and maybe what an experience of seeing this group is like?
Sure. This choir is a seven-octave handbell choir, which means that they are ringing 77 bells, plus they have, for 11 people, they also ring seven octaves of hand chimes, and they are, as I said, a directorless ensemble, so they have 11 members ringing. They have toured Europe. They have been in England, Scotland, Japan, Hong Kong. And these are invited performances. They've also performed in Disney World and at the Crystal Cathedral in California. It's exciting to see this Strike Point because they're very enthusiastic. Although they are hooked to the United Methodist Church in Duluth, Minnesota, they are really more of a community-based ensemble, which means the music isn't just necessarily religious in nature. And they are very enthusiastic with a really dynamic style and accessible music for handbells to see. It's exciting to see 11 people ring that many bells and how they change bells and the various things that they do with them. I saw them in Marquette about 5 years ago, and at that time I was very impressed with the ensemble because I was running a regional handbell workshop in Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we invite clinicians from all over the United States to be our clinicians for that handbell workshop. So we had that. So that's the first time I had met Bill Alexander, and was very impressed with his connection to the audience and connection to people, and how he could promote handbells. And so I really push this with folks, and hope that they will see it. It's a unique opportunity that you don't necessarily get in your own hometowns. It's something worth driving to see because they are so unique. So it's exciting to see them, and it makes for a really dynamic program, and I think it would be an enjoyable evening for anybody who would choose to come.
Yeah, and you had mentioned seeing them a few years ago, and I was fortunate to find a recording of them here on Public Radio 90. We featured them on our program, Peninsula Performances, and I can really I can tell what you mean by Bill Alexander, the artistic director of Strike Point. His enthusiasm really comes through in that performance. I mean, I felt like I was there. I was laughing right along with him. I mean, he's pretty funny too, and he can really relate just about any kind of music to the audience. And like you said too, there's such a wide repertoire of music. I mean, they perform music from Bach to Lady Gaga. So we're really pulling all the spectrums of music. Nothing is out of bounds, so to speak, with this. Could you speak a little bit too about what kind of bells are involved? Because I've seen a bell choir before, but I'm not exactly sure which all does what, and there are some that are multiple octaves as well.
Yes, the bells themselves, they ring a Schulmerich set of handbells. There are three different types that you can have, and Schulmerich was probably the first one in the United States to make these kind of bells. The bells, of course, the larger the bells, the lower the pitch. So when you're talking about seven octaves of bells, the very top bells are very tiny, and sometimes people can ring, I've seen people ring six bells, three bells in each hand,
wow,
and be able to change for the chromatics. And then the big bells are huge. So they are so big that when the ringer rings them, they have to almost use two hands just to hold the bells because they are so heavy.
Yeah.
And for the clappers to coordinate. So it's exciting to see. It's something that was developed in England about 1900. They were using change ringing in for the massive bells that were in steeples. And to train that, they developed handbells. And then that came off in the United States. And it's is really exploded in the United States. There are a lot of places that do have handbell programs and of various abilities. And so it's exciting that the kids love to see it. Teenagers really can take off on this sort of thing, as well as adults. It's very challenging to be able to ring them and to see somebody handle, 11 people handle that many bells.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, the dedication to get that coordination, whether you're working on the big bells or the little ones, is definitely something to be in awe of. And I'm seeing here StrikePoint's philosophy includes the goal of making the very best music possible and experiencing the social interdependence and dynamics found only in a group of this kind. So, you know, when we talk about being able to relate music to the audience and really put on a quite a spectacle of a show, this would be something not to be missed, that's for sure.
Yes, and it's something to be seen. It's one thing to hear it on recording. In fact, there is a group called the Raleigh Ringers that has done several programs for TV. And sometimes they make little commercials and things. You can hear the bells ring, but it's much better to see them ringing because of all the things that they have to go through to make that massive type of sound.
Absolutely. And we can also say, too, you can visit strikepoint.com to find out all about the ensemble, about their tour. They're heading to some other areas as well. But we will say again that the StrikePoint Bell Choir will be performing June 22nd of this year at Manistique here in Michigan at the Zion Lutheran Church at 7 p.m. And I believe, yes, admission is free, and there'll be a free will offering taken as well for that. And I'm speaking on the phone with Jim Russey, and we're talking all about the StrikePoint Bell Choir from Duluth, Minnesota. Jim, is there anything else that you'd like to add about the upcoming concert or maybe any of the other performances they have on their schedule?
Well, we are the first of their tour that is they're beginning their tour. I think it's a two-week tour that they're taking, I think, through the state of Michigan. I'm not sure where else they are going, but we are the first stop. And the location of our church is on 435 Oak Street in Manistique. So if people are using GPS, they need to put in probably 435 Oak Street, Zion Lutheran Church, 435 Oak Street in Zion and Manistique, Michigan. And that concert will be at 7 o'clock.
All right. Excellent. Well, it sounds like one not to be missed, and it'll be quite the show to see that and hear that in person as well. Jim, I wanted to thank you again for taking some time to speak to us about the StrikePoint Bell Choir this morning, and I hope that the show goes off without a hitch.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to anybody that would like to come to our concert.